With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of listening to wonderful sacred choral and organ music. Thanks for joining me. On today's program, we'll have something of a birthday party for two giants of 19th and early 20th century Anglican music, and an important but lesser-known German composer from the first half of the 20th century. Compelling sacred choral and organ music by Sir John Stainer, Sir Edward Elgar, and Hugo Distler, all born in the month of June. We'll begin with organ music by Hugo Distler, born June 24, 1908, a gifted composer and Lutheran church musician, but a tragic figure, taking his own life at age 34, unable to reconcile his service to God with that which the German regime required during the Second World War. In 1938, he composed 30 pieces for small organ in celebration of a new house organ he had commissioned from Paul Ott. We'll listen to four of these pieces, performed by David Herman at the University of Delaware. They're labeled fast, fast, restrained, and moderately quick.
Thank you.
David Herman played four of the 30 short pieces for organ by birthday composer Hugo Distler. Fellow composer and contemporary of Distler, Jan Bender, said of his work, "We soon discovered that something was expressed in music that had never been expressed before. It was music of our generation, music we really had been waiting for." We'll continue with music of Distler as we hear the Atlanta Master Chorale perform his brief motet, Praise to the Lord, based on the hymn tune Lobe den Herrn. Eric Nelson conducts. Praise to the Lord by Hugo Distler, the first of our birthday composers on today's program. Eric Nelson led the Atlanta Master Chorale. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Sir Edward Elgar is the second of our birthday composers featured today. Born June 2, 1857, he was described by one commentator as being ecumenical long before the word was fashionable, at home in the Anglican and Roman Catholic worlds, but not at ease. His own Roman Catholic background was at times a hindrance professionally, though it fed his inspiration. It was in the Anglican world that he found the most opportunities for compositional expression, and we'll listen to a piece commissioned in 1914 by George Martin, then organist of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. "Give Unto the Lord" is a paraphrase of Psalm 29 and was originally scored for choir, organ, and orchestra. We'll hear it performed by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, accompanied by Andrew Lucas. John Scott directs. John Scott led the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, in Sir Edward Elgar's anthem, Give Unto the Lord, based on Psalm 29. Which brings us to our third and oldest June birthday composer, Sir John Stainer, born June 6, 1840. Stainer's music, along with that of a number of other Victorian composers, was much maligned over the past 50 years, but in more recent years has been somewhat reevaluated on its own terms. And in fact, Stainer was responsible in large part for an elevation of the choral and compositional standards within Anglican cathedral music during the course of the later 19th century. He began as a chorister at St. Paul's Cathedral at age 10, later was Informator Choristarum at Magdalen College, Oxford, and eventually was appointed to succeed John Goss as organist at St. Paul's in 1872. He remained there until poor eyesight prompted an early retirement in 1888. His motet, They That Wait Upon the Lord, comes from a larger anthem, O Clap Your Hands. John Scott leads the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. They That Wait Upon the Lord by Sir John Stainer. The choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, sang under the direction of John Scott. Elgar's Roman Catholic roots are evident in his short setting of Ave Verum Corpus from 1887. Once again, John Scott leads the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. Edward Elgar's setting of Ave Verum Corpus was performed by the Choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. John Scott conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Nimrod, from the Enigma Variations by Elgar, is among the most popular of the movements from that work and has been transcribed numerous times. We'll hear two transcriptions of that work. First, one for organ by William Harris, performed by Wilma Jensen. Edward Higginbottom led the choir of New College, Oxford, in Lux Aeterna, John Cameron's choral adaptation of Nimrod by Edward Elgar. Earlier, Wilma Jensen performed the organ transcription by William Harris of the same work. She played the organ of St. George's Episcopal Church in Nashville. John Stainer's anthem, I Saw the Lord, makes wonderful use of the generous 9-second acoustic of St. Paul's Cathedral in our next recording. Written for double choir and organ, the interplay between the two choruses and the organ works beautifully in that acoustical setting. John Scott leads the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral. I Saw the Lord, a wonderful Trinitarian anthem by Sir John Stainer. The choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, was led by John Scott. Andrew Lucas played the organ. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Edward Elgar's first oratorio, The Light of Life, was commissioned for the Three Choirs Festival at Worcester in 1896. Several choruses have been extracted from that work for use as anthems, among them the wonderful piece Seek Him That Maketh the Seven Stars. The choir of St. John's College, Cambridge performs, directed by Christopher Robinson.
And all right.
Christopher Robinson led the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge, in Seek Him That Maketh the Seven Stars by Edward Elgar. Jonathan Vaughn played the organ. Elgar's Pomp and Circumstance March No. 1, arranged for three trumpets and organ, rounds out this hour. Organist Hans Bernisch is joined by trumpeters Heiko Hermann, Peter Bernisch, and Axel Thierolf, playing at the Cistercian Abbey Church in Marienstadt.
Thank you.
Pomp and Circumstance March No. 1 by Sir Edward Elgar, performed in an arrangement for three trumpets and organ. Thank you for joining me for today's program celebrating the June birthdays of three great composers, Sir John Stainer, Sir Edward Elgar, and Hugo Distler. I hope you've enjoyed the musical selections and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can listen to this and other programs on the web and find more information at withheartandvoice.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.